This exercise is in unison with the inner child worksheet. I encourage you to feel that out first, then come to this audio so you can participate in this exercise. Whatever part of you that came up from the worksheet, memory, or theme, we're just trying to bring to awareness again to the present. It will be important to close your eyes. Also, try to be somewhere where there's no distractions so you can give this age, this child, your full attention. It may feel silly at first. Do it anyways. Part of healing is overcoming those parts of us that are resistant. Let's begin. I want you to just close your eyes and take a few deep breaths in. Now, this is important. I want you to give yourself a big giant hug by wrapping your arms around you. I want you to continue holding yourself like this throughout the exercise. Many of us didn't have close contact when we were younger. And so this is going to be an important piece to this exercise, to try to do things differently. Now, I want you to see if you can picture whatever age that came up in the worksheet. Whatever age you think you were. And if you're not really sure, just do a really good job in your imagination visualizing yourself at an age in childhood, and trusting whatever comes up is for your highest good. I want you to picture your little child right in between your arms. Just notice how you're feeling towards that part of you. Create space for that little one. I want you to ask them, what are you needing from me right now in this moment? Just create space for them to answer. Ask them, what would you like me to know right now? Just really notice. Be curious. Whatever answer they give you, I just want you to validate whatever they said or felt. Just really letting them know that you got that. You got whatever they said. You can even thank them for telling you. For many of us, especially at that age, we maybe didn't have a voice. And so it's really important that we start creating space for that child and that voice. Just continue to create space and see if anything comes up. Ask them, is there anything else you'd like me to know? That I'm here with you right now to listen, to be here, and just be with you right now. I want you to ask, what is it like that I'm here with you right now? What is it like for you that I'm here with you right now in this beautiful time and space? Just allow whatever they're feeling to be and validate their feelings. Let them know that you got that. Now, ask if they would like you to come back and visit more often. Would you like me to come back and visit more often? Just create space to give them a voice. Now, I want you to send so much love and a big ol' hug. And thank that beautiful child for showing up today. And most likely, they told you that they would like you to visit more often. So I really want you to let them know and make that commitment to your little one that you're going to show up in all the ways that they've needed. That you're here now and you're going to continue to show them, even if it takes time, that you're going to show up for them. I want you to write down the experience that you had. Notice anything that came up. Maybe some new memories came up. Maybe write down what the child told you or what you noticed. Maybe a part of you felt silly. That's okay. Maybe there's another part of you that felt good. We just want to allow whatever comes up to come up. A lot of times we have these protective parts of us that we created. They all need a little bit of space. And once we allow whatever to feel and create space for, we really start to heal, and you learn to spend more and more time with this little child inside of you. Come back over and over if you need, and practice this, and continue to show up for all the parts that are needing you. Good job.